This is Sounds Like Adventure, an actual play podcast all about fun roleplay, short run times, and great sound design. I'm your host and DM, Jack Trainer, and I'm joined by my co-hosts and players, Jacob Sirachi and China Venzel. Hey there. It's another episode of Sounds Like Adventure. It's me, Jack. Hey, how you going? I'm so glad that you've joined us for the episode today. It's so great. So if you were listening last week, you heard us make this huge announcement. We're not only adding four new players to the show, but we're launching a brand new live streamed campaign, and it's all coming very soon. So over the next 4 weeks, we are doing four very special mini bonus episodes where we introduce you to each of those four new cast members. And today we're kicking it off with the very first one. So you may actually recognize this voice because this next person was actually the winner of our grand prize of our very first giveaway that we did when we launched the show. We brought them on the show, they had a chat, and we just loved them. So when we were looking for new people to join the show, this person applied, and we were just so stoked to invite them on the show. And so, with all that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to your first new cast member of Sounds Like Adventure. It's Jazzy. Hey Jazzy, welcome to the show.
Nice to be back.
So first of all, congratulations. You're the first person we're speaking to and you are joining Sounds Like Adventure. Super exciting, and we're so glad to have you. So congratulations.
Thank you. Very cool to be here.
So for anyone who missed the first time you came on the show, because for anyone who doesn't know, Jazzy was the grand prize winner of our first ever giveaway that we did right at the beginning of the show. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Jazzy. I'm also known as Pimpin' Punk online. I use any pronouns, but they or she, if you want to pick specifics. I am an artist based in Melbourne, and I post art sometimes on my Instagram, Pimpin' Punk.
Let's, I guess, get into it. That's how I first met you before we spoke in person, was just as a commenter on the page, at Pimpin' Punk on Instagram. So is there a story behind that name?
Yes, there is. So basically, I have a set of like original characters in a specific world. And this character named Cedric, he's like one of my favorites. I draw him a lot. I don't ever post him for some reason. There's an alternate universe from his canon, which is like high fantasy. And there's this alternate universe where he is a Twitch streamer. And his username is Pippin Punk. So I just stole that from him.
You just created this all, though, right? To be fair, he stole it from your mind.
That's true. Am I the original, or is he the original? You know,
you're the original, and this is the problem. It's like I'm the original Indifference Jones, if that makes sense, which is kind of terrifying to think about. So this is why I see people on Instagram popping up, being like number one Pippin Punk stan, popping up in their bio. That's why I'm seeing this. Is what you're telling me.
I would like to say I have a fan base, but it's just like my group of friends being like, I love the stuff that you do and I am so grateful for it because I just get to be deranged and they just enable me.
It's the best way to be.
It's so fun.
No, I can't relate at all. Nothing like that. I'm not similar in any way. So for anyone who did miss that first time that you appeared on the show, how did you get into tabletop games? How did it all start for you?
I mean, I think it would be similar for a lot of people. It was during COVID I got into it. So I think it was in 2020. It was 2021. And I found this Dungeon Master we listened to the same like D&D podcast. And I just found him and he was like, you're Australian. I'm Australian. Let's play a game together. And from that 2021 game, we are still playing, but we have been discussing the ending of it, which is devastating, but it's been like 3 years in the running, so I am very grateful that it's still alive.
Wow. Jeez, that sounds very cool. I have to hear more about that. And we'll get to hear more about that stuff because you'll be a regular contributor to our stuff going forward. So you touched on how you're a visual artist there. So I guess like talk a little bit about that whole journey, I guess. How did you keep going after a lot of, because I think a lot of kids like to make art, but most people just sort of run out of steam at some stage.
Yeah, I think, again, with like everyone else, I was just drawing so much as a kid. I would just have these stupid little drawings and I would bring them home to my parents and they'd be like, oh, this is perfect for the fridge. And then I would not see it a couple of weeks later. But but yeah, it's just from that, I don't really know. I've always been drawing for some reason, and I've always had little characters to draw. And there would be times where I would have zero motivation to draw at all. So I would go months without actually touching a sketchbook. Or what kept me actually still drawing was finding balance. Because if there's pressure for you to draw all of the time and to keep other people happy, you just lose all of the fun. And I draw for fun. I don't draw for any business. I draw for myself. So yeah, that's sort of why I'm still doing it. It's just keeping myself happy. Because this is something I actually enjoy.
I love that. And we're getting into some table business style conversations right here. But I'm curious, how do you keep that in mind? How do you stop yourself from drawing for other people? How do you always make it only for you?
I don't know. It's just something that's hard. Because I used to be, I had a separate account that I basically deleted. and it got to the point where people were following me just because I blew up sort of thing. And it stressed me out to the point where I was I'm not having fun. I need to restart. And that sort of just kept me in the mindset. If I'm not having fun with it, then I just need to pause and reflect and remind myself I have to do it for me. And that if I burn myself out, then what's the point of still having this hobby that I do all the time?
Jeez, sage advice right there. I could take that on, that's for sure. Now, we are launching this stream. It's a really big, exciting moment. You're going to be one of the players in this stream. And we haven't had our session zero yet. That's coming soon. So we'll be talking about characters, all kinds of stuff like that. But I guess, can you give us a little tease? Have you had any thoughts? Do you have any ideas percolating around in that mind in terms of characters that you might want to play?
I have had so many. I will be so honest, it's been occupying at least 70% of my brain trying to make up a character I want to have fun playing just for myself and everyone else. So
maybe just don't, let's not go too far down this road, because we will change this a little bit, but top level, think a little bit, maybe what's their job on the ship? What's their role there? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, my first idea was angsty, not teen, maybe early 20s, angsty early 20s, obsessed with music, maybe a pilot or a medic, but sort of just this angsty, because I've noticed maybe I'm the youngest in the group.
You definitely.
I definitely, yeah. And I want to play into that, not kid, but the young adult who doesn't have any direction in their life.
Where are you drawing this experience from, Jesse?
Don't worry.
Angsty teen, loves music and directionless.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not calling you directionless, but it does feel like it was how someone in your age group would describe themselves.
I am calling myself directionless. I am making art as my hobby. That pays, that would pay in the future, but it's okay.
You're in good company, Jazzy. Don't worry at all. Okay. Well, I like that. That's maybe our first pitch for pilot there. I think it's going to be a popular area, but we'll have more to say about that very soon. But I must say, the angsty young person, that feels like a role that is very due to be filled. So I'm very excited about that. Jazzy, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me again.
And if there's anyone who want to check out your work or anything like that, where could they go and check that out?
They can find me on Instagram at pippinpunk. I post art, as I've mentioned many, many times.
And a big question, are commissions open?
Not yet, but hoping soon, one day.
Okay, the moment they open, you'll hear about it here first, folks. So make sure you just keep listening. Thanks again, Jazzy.
Thank you.